In fact, all evening throughout the arena, the tension keeps building. Because everyone here knows what's going to happen next. According to Pastor Benny, that power will soon lead to miracles.
By moving those legs that have been crippled for all those years.
This is from a highlights tape we bought from the ministry's website.
You're tired of all the pills you've taken and all the needles they put in your body and all the pain you felt? Well, I'm here to tell you, you will be healed tonight.
After the preaching, there's the passing of the collection buckets. And then comes the moment when Benny Hinn makes his much-anticipated announcement. God is speaking to him, he says, revealing a multitude of miracles, actual healings, now taking place throughout the arena. Some of them very specific.
There's a young man named George. George has HIV, but my brother George, the Holy Ghost is burning it out from your body.
At all of the evening crusades we attended, it was about 10 p.m. when Hinn announced God was speaking to him. Benny Hinn's ministry says that in order to verify the miraculous healings that have taken place, it screens those who claim they've been healed before they get up on stage.
What about you?
First, Hinn staff members talk to the people who get in line. This screener is even a doctor, and he evidently thinks this woman is a good candidate to announce her healing up on the platform with Pastor Benny.
No pain?
I won't be
praised there. You couldn't do that.
No scar.
The people selected by the screeners are then introduced to Benny Hinn and the capacity crowd.
No pain.
No pain.
How long did you have the pain for?
Those who've been healed and others who attend the service are given a special blessing by Pastor Benny with his own personal touch.
In Jesus' name.
And whether he blows,
double it,
flicks, or waves his hand, the faithful are strewn across the floor like bowling pins.
Touch, touch, touch.
So what exactly is at work here?
He would pray for them, they'd fall down, they'd fall backwards, he'd blow on them, they'd fall over. And I thought these were actors that came in, and they paid him so much, they had a string and they'd yank him down.
Even some who were skeptics at first soon became believers, like Michael Cohen.
And when I finally went up there, I ended up falling down. I closed my eyes, but I knew that Benny didn't push me. I knew I wasn't pulled or tugged. I knew that was God touching me.
But Ole Anthony says he thinks it's a phenomenon that has much more to do with mass hypnosis than religion.
And they watch him on television over and over and over for years. And they see it. They expect it. They see other people upstage. They're falling over right and left. Sometimes Benny falls all over the place. It's just a circus. It's like professional wrestling.
But in fact, he has been on the record time and time again as saying he is not a healer.
Oh, of
that
course.
That it's God who heals.
Oh, of course.
He's just the vessel that's been chosen.
But what's the reason that people come to the Crusades? What's the main thing that happens on stage? That's his attraction. He promotes himself as a healer, as a healing ministry.
Jesus, thank you for this cancer to be gone. Thank you.
But according to former Hinn insiders, there's a great deal more to Benny Hinn's crusades than what you see on television. And what we've found supports that. A woman who worked as a screener at crusades says she was instructed to look particularly for those standing in front of wheelchairs.
Look at all the empty wheelchairs here in Las Vegas, people.
Empty wheelchairs apparently imply there's been a lot of healing going on. But for every one of the people declared healed by Pastor Benny, on stage and on TV, many more leave the arena still sick or disabled.
Desperate people, the really desperate ones, the ones that break your heart, are in back of the crusade. They won't let them up on the lines.
The broadcast of Benny Hinn's crusade in Buffalo did not include what our hidden camera captured. This man was escorted from his seat by security guards after crying out for Pastor Benny to touch his apparently ill son.
I wanted to take my son up there and get prayed. That's all I wanted.
So not everyone who wants to get on stage is allowed to. But what happens to those who are called up on the platform to be touched by Pastor Benny? To try to find out, we attended this crusade in Las Vegas, and we did our best to keep track of each and every one of the miracles Benny Hinn proclaimed. By our count, there were 56 of them in all, many of which ended up on this videotape we purchased through the ministry.
It's happening in Las Vegas and all over America.
This little boy said his damaged vision was cured.
And as soon as God healed me, I could see better.
According to this woman, her cancer was gone. Hinn said God told him a demon had caused the cancer, and he cast it out.
Go out of her! It's gone!
This woman said she had a diseased lung.
The Lord is asking me now to ask him to give you a new lung.
According to Pastor Benny, she got that new lung right there on stage.
That's why she's coughing.
And there was this woman who said she was cured of lung cancer.
She had cancer in the lungs.
She don't have it now.
In his 25 years of healing, there have been thousands of similar stories from Hinn's followers. None of them more famous than this one. At a crusade in 1994, Benny Hinn came to the aid of the former heavyweight champion of the world. Evander Holyfield had lost his boxing license because a medical test revealed a serious heart ailment.
The Lord is telling me right now, he is repairing.
And you needed a miracle.
Oh, did I?
You and your son.
Yes.
We met Belva Ventura at a crusade in Worcester, Massachusetts. She and her son had both been diagnosed with cancer. Both had been told it was terminal. Before long, she and her son were on stage in front of 14,000 people, right next to Pastor Benny.
And what did Pastor Hinn say to you?
Oh, he hugged us and he put his arm around me and he couldn't believe it, that all the cancer in one family. And he said, we're going to get that cancer out of this house right now. It's not going to bother you no more. And we came home, we were happy. I was healed. I know I was.
The question is, despite all the claims, how does anyone really know if Belva Ventura or any of the others was miraculously healed at one of Benny Hinn's crusades?
Coming up, a Christian critic takes off the gloves and takes on the claims of television faith healer Benny Hinn.
He's lying. False hope has to always be exposed. It must be exposed.
Your legs will work again.
When Dateline Undercover, Tales of the Tapes returns.
At the Benny Hinn Crusade, we watched the sick proclaim themselves healed. People who said they were crippled by pain danced for joy. Could it possibly be true? Pastor Benny had called down a miracle from God, they believe. We wanted to know more, so we took our hidden cameras backstage. Once again, Bob McEwen.
But as surely as God is God, your legs will work again, and your body will be healed again, and your lungs will breathe again, and your eyes will see again.
At all of his live crusades, Benny Hinn proclaims a breathtaking litany of miraculous healing. Pastor Benny has said that everyone who gets up on his platform has been checked by a doctor. His ministry also claims it has a follow-up process with people afterwards that it describes as exhaustive and thorough, and that medical information it collects is reviewed first by a nurse, then by a physician. So we wanted to find out how that process works, and which of those claims of miracles actually can be verified. We thought a good place to start would be with the ministry itself. Last year, we asked Benny Hinn to help us confirm the 56 healings we counted at just one of his crusades, the one in Las Vegas.
And as soon as God healed me, I could see better.
By the time we asked, many of those miracles had already been broadcast around the world on his TV show, including the woman who Benny Hinn said had grown a new lung right there on stage.
Feels like there was something in there. Like somebody was reaching in my heart, in my lung.
I want you to go back to your earthly doctor, have him give you an X-ray. I want to hear about it. I want a full story.
But if Hinn knows the full story about who was healed in Las Vegas, he's not sharing it with us. In a letter from its lawyer, the ministry refused to provide proof of any of those healings to Dateline. So, since the ministry wouldn't give us any information, we did some checking of our own about Las Vegas and other reported healings. Remember